Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks to Help Out America's Small Businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got our good friend Ivan Meisner back, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International, an organization I've been proud to recommend to you for a long time. He's the author of many, many books, including Networking Like a Pro, including Room Full of Referrals, including Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think, et cetera, et cetera. And he's our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be on the show, Jim. Thanks for inviting me back.
Good to have you back. You're always welcome here. You're in Bermuda.
I am, yeah. I'm in Bermuda for just a day.
Hardcore dedicated, folks. We booked him for the show, and he wound up having to go to Bermuda, and he's still joining us. And we appreciate the extra effort and the commitment, Ivan. Thank you very much for that. So, okay, Ivan, for some reason, this has come up more than once today in the show, where I felt like I needed to say that there have been times in my career, maybe many times, when I woke up in the morning and I just didn't feel motivated. I wasn't feeling it. I was, you know, especially years ago when I was in sales all the time. I had to go out and knock on doors all day long. I would just get up and I'd say, I just don't feel it today. And even in those days, even if I said I'm not going to call on a single customer today, I still got up and put my clothes on and went out in the marketplace. Even if I just went and sat in a donut shop all day, I would still be in the marketplace. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it's an important topic because I have BNI members. We have 170,000 BNI members around the world, and from time to time, I have one of them ask me, you know, what do you do if you just don't feel motivated? They oftentimes have this natural assumption that because I run a global organization that I'm just always motivated.
Well, you're superhuman, Ivan. We all know that.
Yeah, well, but, you know, people, they see one side of you. They see the public side that's talking on stage, and there's this natural assumption that takes place. And, you know, people need to understand that everyone, you know, has times in their life where they just don't feel motivated. And the member who asked me this question said, you know, what do you do to regain your motivation? Because he asked me, you know, if there were times, you know, surely you are always motivated. No. So then he said, well, what do you do to re-motivate yourself? And so I jotted down a few of the things that I do, and I thought that it would be good to maybe have a conversation because business people get overwhelmed with all this white noise and stuff that they have to deal with on a day.
Well, plus just, you know, there's always some kind of a setback not very far away, if not in your face.
That
can demotivate you. Just an event can demotivate you.
You're absolutely right. You know, I think I like to tell business people, if you're concerned about whether there's a problem coming down the road or not, don't be. There is.
There is. You know,
there's always challenges.
Right, exactly.
You know, move on.
So what's the first thing you do?
Well, the first thing is you have to understand that motivation comes from within, not mm-hmm. from outside. It's got to come from yourself. And so there are a few things that I try to do to reset my mindset. The first is to minimize contact with negative people. Hmm. And, you know, it's not always possible to do that, but I recommend you try and do it as much as you can, at least for a short while. I honestly think that sometimes people complain as though we're an Olympic event.
Yeah.
You know,
there are people who see, it's like scratching an itch, right? You know, this itch that you have, you have poison oak or something, and you just, it just feels so good to scratch it.
And, you know, these people are so miserable, I think the only thing that makes them happy is making other people feel miserable. Mm-hmm. And these are the people that I try to minimize my contact with. You and I have talked about my concept of who's in your room, and you want to surround yourself with people that you want there on a regular basis. And so if you're feeling unmotivated, then more than ever, you do not want to surround yourself with those kind of people because they will just continue to draw you down into the morass of
Well, when I was in my 30s, I read Gail Sheehy's book, The Passages.
Yeah.
And she said when she turned 40, what she decided for herself was no more BS.
Yeah.
And when I turned 40, I said, I'm going to run away from people and things that make me unhappy and toward things that people that make me happy. And so I don't just do that on days I don't feel motivated. I do that all the time.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm doing my best to get in that direction as well. It's it's a journey, not a destination.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you find yourself stuck right back.
Sometimes there. You bump into them, but I tell you what, negative people will pull you down if you let them hang out with you. BNI.com, folks, Business Network International, BNI.com. Ivan and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about how to get motivated when you're not so motivated.
If you are a CEO, you know success is...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.